All right, well, you know, I'm open. I'm telling you, all the other you guys, the titles that you guys come up with are lame. I mean, if you know what's funny about it? People come and say, oh, I have a title here, use this. And I'm, man, it's way lamer than my titles, and I have to act like they're normal. But anyway, so tonight we're in 1 Samuel 17. The title of the message is We Are the Champions. Opening day reminds us of baseball season. In the ancient world, they had a different take on opening day. When we get to 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1, it'll mention the time the kings go forth to battle. In 1 Samuel 17, it was the opening day of such a battle season. And so we see in verse 1, now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Socoh, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between Socoh and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with a valley between them. Now, as we read the next verses, we're introduced to Goliath from Gath, the Philistine champion. I can almost hear an announcer saying, and in this corner, undefeated in 100 previous fights, the Philistine fanatic, the gorilla of Gath, Dagon's destroyer, Goliath. Because that's really how it reads. It says, a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearer went before him. It's like the tail of the tape at a prize fight. He was about 9 feet 9 inches tall and armed to the teeth. He had every physical advantage, height, reach, weight, skill, weaponry, any physical advantage, experience, he had it. Verse 8, and then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, and what he means there is when, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight.